Hi, we're turning back the clock on June 10, the day in 1933 when the Australian Women's Weekly was published for the first time. It became a monthly magazine in 1982.
And it wouldn't be the same without the Weekly. How could a woman keep up with the world?
Soul and blues pioneer, the man they called the genius, Ray Charles, died on this day in 2004, age 73.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
And in 2017, Rod Stewart was knighted for his service to music and charity.
The rehearsal day is tremendous. You got to rehearse for about 2 hours, then you got to learn how to kneel properly.
There's Sir Rod Stewart. And while we're celebrating all things royal, there's a pretty special birthday at the top of today's list. Prince Philip Mountbatten, the Duke of Edinburgh and husband of Queen Elizabeth II, is 99 today. He retired from official duties in 2017.
Less responsibility, less frantic rushing about, less preparation, less trying to think of something to say.
Tony Mundine, the former Australian middleweight and heavyweight title holder in the 70s and the father of Anthony Mundine, is 69 today.
10 jab by Mundine, right to the head by Mundine.
Maxi Priest turns 59. The English reggae singer had hits in the late 80s and early 90s with Wild World and Close to You. Comedian and writer Tony Martin is 56. He's appeared in, written, directed a stack of Australian TV shows and film comedies, also famous for his time with The D-Generation.
But it's not just been a bad week for Superman and Paul Keating.
And model and actress Elizabeth Hurley is 55 today. Oh, and former girlfriend of Shane Warne, very important. She had roles in the TV series Gossip Girl and The Royals and starred in the first Austin Powers movie.
Mr. Powers, my job is to acclimatise you to the 90s. You know, a lot's changed since 1967.
Finally, cinema legend Judy Garland was also born on this day in 1922. Died at the age of just 47 in 1969. Known for the hit movies Meet Me in St. Louis, Easter Parade, and of course, The Wizard of Oz. Remembering Judy Garland on June 10.